Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. This is the best part of the week. We get some local passes in to encourage us to get us through till Friday.
And today we've got the pleasure of having a Rory Shiner from Providence Church. Rory, how are you going?
Very good. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you made it because your GPS only, you didn't allow much time. It was like, oh.
I was doing something on the kitchen table at home. And so I was saying, oh, I'm going into 90 at 5. And then Susan came back in and she said, what are you doing here? I thought, oh my goodness. And I texted you. And so we were quickly running out the door and did the GPS thing, and it said, 5:41, and then the little thing where it says, oh, actually, it's going to take a bit longer around this corner. And then I was listening to you guys, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. And then we got the traffic, and they said, I was looking a bit dicey on the thing, so it was but made it. So
there
we are.
You got here. Nailed it. It's fine. What are we going to talk about today, Rory?
Well, I wanted to think about courage. Mm. We're at our church, we were thinking about this. You know the very famous Bible story, the golden calf, where Moses goes up, he's getting the law, and meanwhile down the bottom they're worshipping this golden calf. And the thing that struck us is you read that story and you just say, everything's wrong with this. Like,
how could they?
Like, it's like they break every commandment in one go. Like, no other gods before me, no graven images. Moses is up there and they're doing it, and they all do it. Mm. And the thing we were reflecting on is that the rest of the Bible, you look at that and you sort of cross your arms and think, oh, I wouldn't have done that. Like,
not
they
me.
Did it. Yeah. I would have just been the brave guy who's like, guys, under no circumstances. And the rest of the Bible doesn't treat the story like that. The rest of the Bible is like Paul in the New Testament says, they did it, that they messed up, and they're just like us. Mm. There's a kind of famous verse there where he says, the temptations that we face, everyone faces, that there's no such thing as a person that isn't, at times... inclined to do the wrong thing. Mm. And I want that. I want courage, because it takes courage to look around you and when the wrong thing's happening, like at work or at school or whatever, to be the person that stands up against it. That takes on me.
Can it be easy to get up in like the crowd mentality? Because if people around you are doing it, you don't really notice that you're doing anything wrong.
Yeah, that's huge. And they do that. Even there's a bunch of social scientific research around that people will, if you go to a room and they've done this thing where everyone says the wrong answer to a maths question, like 2 + 2 = 6 or whatever, and just the sheer pressure of, you know you're right, but then as everyone in the room starts saying, no, it's this, you start to second guess yourself and think, well, maybe, even though you absolutely know it's right.
Yeah,
and I think... Yeah, it's true of maths, but it's also true morally. Sometimes you know it's the right thing, and then you find yourself like those guys at the bottom of the mountain in this situation where you're doing the wrong thing.
So just quickly, how do we find courage?
Well, I think when you look at the people that do have courage, I think Dietrich Bonhoeffer in World War II, he doesn't go with the rest of them, and people who stand up against evil, I think it's that there's some way. It's not that they don't feel fear. All of them feel fear. Mm. And to not feel fear would be a really bad thing. So they feel fear, and I think courage is not the absence of fear, but the overcoming of fear. Mm. Saying to fear, I don't give you the right of veto in this situation. And I think, obviously, I'm a Christian, I'm a pastor, and so I'm going to take a shot when I get one. I think hearing the voice of God playing to the audience of one, being the person who says, I'm going to overcome fear. I do fear, but I want to, there's one person who I need to please above all else in this situation.
Well, we implore you to go out and be courageous for the rest of the week. Thank you so much. Rory Shiner from Providence Church.
Great to be here. Thank you very much.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.